Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev, the place where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can submit your questions to dearkev@kevonstage.com. As always, this advice is terrible. First question. First question. Dear Kev, I'm in my 30s and I've never had a serious relationship. At a point, I did a lot of Tinder one-night stands or casual hookups and even dated for consecutive months. I think that because of this, I might be bad at sex because I haven't had sex enough to get the experience. What should I do? Simple. Throw that thing in a circle. Throw it in the cul-de-sac. Throw it at anybody with hands. You find anybody with a peen and you let them get in between. I'm talking about your neighbors, homeless men. Go down to Skid Row. Those guys, they haven't had a shower in a while. You know, they've been down on their luck. Throw that thing at them and then treat them to a hot meal. Don't just disrespect them. They're people. Go on Tinder blindly. Is it swipe right or left for people you like? Right? Swipe right and give them that thing at night. You understand me? You got to practice. Practice makes perfect. You think people are good at sex by nature? No. You got to give it up early and often. Go to a League of Legends tournament. Hey, nerds, you done with your keyboard? Come and play with this. And they'll go all on your hoota-hotta. They won't know what to do. And then you can take some lessons and learn. Okay? You got to get out there. Get an STD. Have a baby or two. I mean, how do you think people practice? You're going to have to take some consequences. Just hope for chlamydia or crabs, something that's treated with a cream or a shot or a pill. Pray that you don't get something that's a little more dangerous and serious, but you've got to be ready for your partner, okay? Throw it at everyone. Throw it at Josh. DM him. Hey, Joshy Gons. Nah, Josh, you don't want to help the people? Fly Josh out. Let him get flued out. He'll take some pictures of your city, then knock you back and be on his way back here. As long as he doesn't miss a production day, hit him up on the weekends. Let him take a red eye. Okay? Treat him right, though. That is my friend. All right? Buy him dinner. He's a man. He doesn't want to just be disrespected. And he's not ridiculous. You know, you don't have to go to Del Frisco's, although he does like it. If you want to take him to Del Frisco's, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. All right? But you cannot risk being bad at sex early. Next question. Dear Kev, I'm a 23-year-old single mother of two. Recently, I started seeing one of my old coworkers from my previous job. He's 31 years old and treats me way better than anyone from our previous relationships. Overall, we have great chemistry. We've had sex a few times, but unfortunately, it's not very satisfying. Foreplay, oral, etc. is good, but the actual sex part is not up to par. I tend to get bored when we get to the actual sex. I make all the right noises and everything so he doesn't feel bad for not really satisfying me sexually. I really like this guy a lot. Besides the sex, everything else is great. Plus, he's met both of my kids and is great with them. How do I let him know that the sex isn't all that, though? You're asking too much. Foreplay is part of sex. Okay? Oral is part. It's all under the sexual umbrella. So this is trash. You don't like this part. You don't like the patty cake, bake me a cake. Patty cake, patty cake. How does patty cake go?
Patty cake, patty cake.
Bake me a cake. Patty cake, batty cake. Tear up my cakes. You don't like that part, okay? That's fine. You're asking too much. Enjoy the parts that are good, okay? Don't expect everything to be good. That's what's wrong with the people of the world today. They want everything to be good. That's not realistic. You think people aren't faking sex? Good wives are faking sex every day to stroke and protect our terrible egos. We're fragile baby egos. Protect his and stroke his ego. All right? Stroke that ego. Stroke that ego. The answer, though, if you really want the truth, here's the truth. Do you want to let them know that all the sex isn't enough? Stop making any sounds. Only make the real sounds. Or make different sounds. Okay? You've been making sexual sounds when you like it. Okay? So maybe you don't want to go completely silent, but just make a different sound. Make an elephant sound. When you don't like it, he's going to be like, what was that? Oh, that's just an elephant because I didn't like that. Wait, what? 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 Well, kind of when I don't like things, I just make elephant sounds. It's going to be like the reverse Pavlov's dogs. Okay? Just make weird sounds. It's starting good. You're like, oh, yeah, I like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you start locking in. Hey, babe, what are you doing? I'm turning into a duck. Why? Because I don't like what's happening, so I'm just pretending that I'm a duck. He's going to be so confused. He's going to not want to have that. He's going to be shopping online for the right toys, the right things. He's going to be like, okay, I gotta shop online for books. And hopefully if he's shopping online, he's using Honey. Honey's an online shopping tool. It's supposed to be easy. So why is shopping online so hard to find coupon codes that actually work? Well, Honey can help. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and apply them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Listen, I'm always shopping online for everything. If I wanted to order socks, instead of going to the store, I would go online right now. Even if I need the socks today, I'd rather just order them online. Honey is great for me because I don't like going out of my way to look for discount coupon codes. I just want someone to do the work for me. So if you're already going to be shopping online, install Honey and let it do the work for you, okay? Honey has over 18 million members and has over $2 billion in savings. Honey also supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every day. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. See, that was two clicks. And you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/deer. Once again, joinhoney.com/deer. Submit your questions to Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. Everybody remains anonymous. You don't have to worry about that. I protect your innocence. You ready for the next question? I am. Dear Kev, my 14-year-old son has a mustache and a girlfriend. Recently, he got caught skipping school with his little girl, and he lied to me about it. I don't want him to grow up so fast. This is just too much for me. Should I spank him? He's way bigger than me. I'm 4'11". He's 5'8". Should I make him read the Bible? What do I do? Kick him out the house. You want to be grown so bad? Go be grown, okay? You want to skip school? You don't have to go to school. Now you got to go to work. Huh? Get paid under the table. Since you want to be big and bad, you want to be out here skipping school, you want to live life fast, how about I live it faster for you? You no longer live here. You are a man. You 5'8"? Fully adult males are 5'8". That's an adult male size. Let him go be a man. You think it's funny to skip school? Go to work. Try skipping work. See if they pay you the same since you're so grown. Oh, I'm 5'8". I'm going to skip school. I got a little mustache. Take your mustache to LinkedIn.com. Set up a profile. Find work. Do whatever you got to do. Sell drugs. Sell phone books. People don't even use phone books anymore. When's the last time I seen a phone book? I've never seen it. Anyway, sell whatever you got to sell, young man. Join the army. Lie about your age. Forge some documents since you big and bad. You don't spank him. Read the Bible. Nah. You want to be grown? Here's your punishment. You're a man now. Good luck. Cut him off. Emancipate him. See if he skips school again. He's going to be begging you for chocolate milk and a Lunchable. Gets out in the real world. Think this is a game? Think these bill payers care about your emotions? They don't. Dear Kev, my boyfriend and I have been dating for nearly 5 years, but he's really annoying to me. He doesn't listen and he's always touching my face. That's what gets me the most. He touches my face. I tell him to stop and he doesn't. He seems to think it's a joke or something. It's gotten to the point where I'm going to have to break up with him if he cannot stop touching me. He's stronger than me and I can't fight him off. So I have to bite, scratch, or throw something at him. We've been dating for so long, and he's great at other things in other ways. We live together, so I only get a break when he's not home. Ma'am, let me tell you something. I'm going to reread this letter to you, and it's going to be the letter you should have sent. Dear Kev, my boyfriend and I dated for nearly 5 years, but he really annoyed me. He didn't listen, and he used to always touch my face. That's what used to get me upset so much. He touched my face. I told him to stop, and he didn't. He seemed to think it was a joke or something. It had gotten to the point where I was going to have to break up with him if he didn't stop touching me. He was stronger than me, and I can't fight, so I used to have to bite him, scratch him, or throw something at him. We had been dating for so long. He was great at stuff in other ways. We used to live together, so I only got a break when he wasn't home. Now that I'm single, what do you think I should do to find a man who will respect my boundaries and not touch my face, seeing as how I broke up with my boyfriend of almost 5 years? I miss him at times, but I'm glad I stood my ground, and my face thanks me for respecting my own boundaries and letting him know what it was going to be and what it wasn't going to be. Do you think Josh would come to my house and blow my back out? Is he free next week? I know Black History Month is almost over.
Ma'am, I don't know what show you think this is, but it's not this one. This is not a send your request to Dear Kev at KevOnStage.com. This is an advice-based show. First and foremost, actually, no, that is it. There is no second, there is no third. Nay, I say to thee, good day.
Oh, snap.
I said good day.
Ah, man. That was a real question. You know why people so much, they love Josh so much? Because he's skilled. He is a skilled videographer, a skilled photographer. His photography is actually amazing. It's my favorite skill of his. The only unfortunate part is we're a video-based company. He doesn't get to do it enough. But when he gets to stretch out and use his actual skills, boy, can he show you something. And you know why he's so skilled? Because he uses Skillshare. It's an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. With thousands of inspiring classes for creatives and curious people on topics including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life. So you can move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. You can learn and grow with your short classes that fit your busy routine. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshop. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. As you guys know, the class that I'm taking is graphic design. I just did my taxes, and I saw how much, I don't know if I told you this, Liz, I saw how much we had to pay the graphic designer, and it made me renew my focus in learning graphic design. I was like, hold on, I paid you what? I paid you how much to design flyers? And the thing that's crazy is I have my own idea for flyers. I just have somebody else execute them because I don't have the skills. So I renewed my focus, and I went right back to the graphic design classes that I've been taking on Skillshare so that I can save that money and put it somewhere else. Skillshare is a proud sponsor of Dear Kev on Stage. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/dear and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear. That's Skillshare.com/dear. Next question. Again, you can submit your questions to Dear Kev at KevOnStage.com. You'll always remain anonymous. And you should not take this advice seriously. Dear Kev, I'm currently in a long-distance relationship with my fiance as I pursue my doctorate. She and I are doing great, but I am super horny constantly. I keep myself under control with a catalog of 4 terabytes of porn I have on the ready at all times. I'm not sure if this is healthy anymore, as I'm practically a porn librarian at this point. Should I continue to expand my porn encyclopedia ways, toss it all away, and hold on until I'm done with school, or say forget it and blow up a couple of random women's backs that are already trying to get in my DMs? Any advice is appreciated. Okay, first of all, if you guys don't know, a terabyte is a lot of space. That is 1,000 gigabytes, okay? We stream live, and that's probably like 5 or 6 gigabytes at 720. That much porn, sir, you are running a business at this point. You are basically, you are running a website. That's 4 1-terabyte hard drives, 2 2-terabyte hard drives, 1 4-terabyte hard drive, 1/2 1 8-terabyte hard drive, 1/4 1 16-terabyte hard drive, 1/5 1 20-terabyte hard drive, 1/10 1 400-terabyte hard drive, 1% of a 4,000-terabyte hard drive. That's entirely too much. Now, I'm not an advocate for you to be porning it up every day, you know, but some people don't share my same values. But dog, that's entirely too much. How are you? Are you getting good grades in your doctorate program? Do they give out grades in doctorate programs? How do you have that much time to please yourself and study? Enough! Enough! Leave your meat alone. Give him a break. I mean, good grief. Every day, I mean, that's too much. What are you doing? Every time you unzip your pants, he's like, man, again? God, dog. Look, how many times can you do this? I'm raw. I'm red. Take it easy on me. Jeez Louise. Give it a rest. Give it a rest. Read a book. Take a walk. Go canoeing. Play basketball. You got to do something else with this energy. Focusing it all that on your Peter Piper, it's enough. You ain't going to have nothing left when you get married. It's going to be all mangled. It's not going to know what to do with a vagine. You're going to show up a vagine. It's like, no, vagine? Hand me. Baby boy, I'm hand boy. I'm hands on. I don't want no vagine. It's not going to recognize a woman's body. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. Stop. Stop playing with yourself. Stop it. Stop. Somebody got to pop your hand. Dear Kev, I'm going to keep this real brief. It's 5:47 a.m. in Atlanta, and I just woke up from a dream about having sexual relations with Doughboy. I wish I was trolling, but I laid in bed not sure how to process what I was subjected to. I don't know what to do. You know him better than most. How do you recover from this? Ma'am, you had a nightmare. Okay? That's not a dream. It's not a fantasy. You had a nightmare. You had a terrible time. Okay? Take a deep breath. Calm down. It's not real. You're going to be okay. Remember in Inception, they had a totem? Find your totem. Okay? Spin your glasses. Whatever you got to do. Rock back and forth. That's a big man. Too long. Okay? Remember the STD scares. Remember the pregnancy scares. Remember he's in a committed relationship. Remember what women do to other women over stuff that ain't real. You think a girl going to be happy about that? Mm-hmm. That's a big man. It's a big old man. Yeah, you just don't. Mm-mm. You're going to be all right. Remember Inception? You got to fall backwards into a tub. Wake up. Jesus. Drink some hot milk. Confuse your body. Your body's going to be like, yo, what is this? Hot milk going to destroy your insides. I assume you're black. Just throwing that out there. And you hope for better days. Okay, that's all you can do. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dear Kev. I'm Kev. Submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Facebook, YouTube, every Friday. We're going to be available at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern, wherever podcasts are found. This show's utterly ridiculous if you haven't found that to be true. With that being said, I'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.